And I will make an altar there to God, who answered me in the day of my distress, and has been with me wherever I have gone. So they gave to Jacob all the foreign gods which they had had, and the rings which were in their ears, and Jacob hid them under the oak which was near Shechem. As they journeyed, there was a great terror upon the cities which were around them, and they did not pursue the sons of Jacob. So Jacob came to Luz, that is Bethel, which is in the land of Canaan, he and all the people who were with him. And he built an altar there and called the place El Bethel, because there God had revealed himself to him when he fled from his brother. Now Deborah, Rebekah's nurse, died, and she was buried below Bethel under the oak. It was named Alon Bakuth. Then God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Padan Aram, and he blessed him. And God said to him, "Your name is Jacob. You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name." Thus he called him Israel. God also said to him, "I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall come from you, and kings shall come forth from you. And the land which I gave to Abraham and Isaac, I will give it to you, and I will give the land to your descendants after you." Then God went up from him in the place where he had spoken with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he had spoken with him, a pillar of stone, and he poured out a libation on it. He also poured oil on it. So Jacob named the place where God had spoken with him Bethel. Then they journeyed from Bethel, and when there was still some distance to go to Ephrath, Rachel began to give birth, and she suffered severe labor. And it came about when she was in severe labor that the midwife said to her, "Do not fear, for now you have another son." And it came about as her soul was departing, for she died, that she named him Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. So Rachel died and was buried on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. And Jacob set up a pillar over her grave, that is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day. Then Israel journeyed on and pitched his tent beyond the tower of Eder. And it came about while Israel was dwelling in that land that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel heard of it. Now there were 12 sons of Jacob, the sons of Leah, Jacob's firstborn, Reuben, then Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Zebulun, the sons of Rachel, Joseph and Benjamin, and the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's maid, Dan and Naphtali, and the sons of Zilpah, Leah's maid, Gad and Asher. These are the sons of Jacob who were born to him in Padan Aram. And Jacob came to his father Isaac at Mamre of Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, where Abraham and Isaac had sojourned. Now the days of Isaac were 180 years. And Isaac breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people, an old man of ripe age, and his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. Genesis chapter 36, and for several chapters following, shall be just briefly summarized as they pertain more to the sons of Jacob than to Jacob himself. Chapter 36 is a genealogy. And in chapter 37 begins the account of Joseph and his brothers, all of the sons of Jacob. How that through jealousy and despising, the brothers of Joseph sought to destroy him over jealousy, over his many-colored coat, how they plotted against him, sold him as a slave, and so on. And goes into the life of Joseph, how he is brought low in service, Pharaoh, and interprets dreams, steadily rises in position and power and responsibility. And in verse, in chapter 42, we see Jacob learning of a shortage of grain in Canaan, sends his sons into Egypt to get grain. There they are, after many trials, they are reunited with Joseph. And on up to the time shortly before the death of Jacob, where once again the Word, the Bible, summarizes the end of his life. Chapter 48. Now it came about after these things that Joseph was told, "Behold, your father is sick." So he took his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, with him. When it was told to Jacob, "Behold, your son Joseph has come to you," Israel collected his strength and sat up in the bed. Then Jacob said to Joseph, "God Almighty appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan and blessed me. And he said to me, 'Behold, I will make you fruitful and numerous. And I will make you a company of peoples, and will give this land to your descendants after you for an everlasting possession. And now your two sons who were born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you in Egypt are mine. Ephraim and Manasseh shall be mine as Reuben and Simeon are. But your offspring have been born after them shall be yours. For they shall be called by the names of their brothers in their inheritance. Now as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died to my sorrow in the land of Canaan on the journey, when there was still some distance to go to Ephrath. And I buried her there in the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem. When Israel saw Joseph's sons, he said, 'Who are these?' Joseph said to his father, 'They are my sons, whom God has given me here.' So he said, 'Bring them to me, please, that I may bless them.' Now the eyes of Israel were so dim from age that he could not see. Then Joseph brought them close to him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, I never expected to see your face, and behold, God has let me see your children as well. Then Joseph took them from his knees and bowed with his face to the ground. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim with his right hand toward Israel's left, and Manasseh with his left hand toward Israel's right, and brought them close to him. But Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on the head of Ephraim, who was the younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, crossing his hands, although Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, The God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all my life to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and may my name live on in them, and the names of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and may they grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. When Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand on Ephraim's head, it displeased him. And he grasped his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, Not so, my father, for this one is the firstborn. Place your right hand on his head. But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. However, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his descendants shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day, saying, By you Israel shall pronounce blessing, saying, May God make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. Thus he put Ephraim before Manasseh. Then Israel said to Joseph, Behold, I am about to die, but God will be with you and bring you back to the land of your fathers. And I give you one portion more than your brothers, which I took from the land of the Amorite with my sword and my bow. Genesis chapter 49. Then Jacob summoned his sons and said, Assemble yourselves, that I may tell you what shall befall you in the days to come. There follows the words of Jacob spoken over his 12 sons. And at the end of these, we read in verse 28, All these are the 12 tribes of Israel. And this is what their father said to them when he blessed them. He blessed them every one with the blessing appropriate to him. Then he charged them and said to them, I am about to be gathered to my people. Bury me with my fathers in the cave that is in the field of Ephron the Hittite. In the cave that is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham bought along with the field from Ephraim the Hittite for a burial site. There they buried Abraham and his wife Sarah. There they buried Isaac and his wife Rebekah. There I buried Leah. The field and the cave that is in it, purchased from the sons of Heth. When Jacob finished charging his sons, he drew his feet into the bed and breathed his last, and was gathered to his people. Genesis chapter 50 describes the mourning, the embalming, and the burial over Jacob by his sons and by his people. Now that we have finished the scriptural account of the life of Jacob, we begin to go into the other scriptures scattered throughout the Old and New Testament that speak of Jacob. The way that we will do this, first of all, we'll go through all of the scriptures that speak of Jacob himself, the person Jacob. Then we'll go through all of the scriptures that are speaking of the house or the seed or the descendants of Jacob. Then we'll go through the scriptures that speak of the God of Jacob. And last of all, we'll go through the scriptures that speak of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now to begin, the scriptures that primarily refer to Jacob himself. Exodus chapter 1 and verse 1. Now these are the names of the sons of Israel. And I add here that Israel is Jacob, who came to Egypt with Jacob. They came each one with his household: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan and Naphtali, Gad and Asher. And all the persons who came from the loins of Jacob were 70 in number. But Joseph was already in Egypt. Leviticus 26, verse 42. Then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and I will remember also my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham as well, and I will remember the land. Now in Joshua chapter 24, verse 4, Joshua speaking to all the people: and to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau, and to Esau I gave Mount Seir to possess it. But Jacob and his sons went down to Egypt. And again in Joshua 24:32, summarizing what had happened after the death of Joshua at the very end of the book: now they buried the bones of Joseph, which the sons of Israel brought up from Egypt at Shechem, in the piece of ground which Jacob had bought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of money. And they became the inheritance of Joseph's sons. The next place we see Jacob mentioned is in 1 Samuel 12. In verse 6, Samuel said to the people, "It is the Lord who appointed Moses and Aaron who brought your fathers up from the land of Egypt. So now take your stand, that I may plead with you before the Lord concerning all the righteous acts of the Lord, which he did for you and your fathers." Verse 8, "When Jacob went into Egypt, and your fathers cried out to the Lord, then the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, who brought your fathers out of Egypt, and settle them in this place. But they forgot the Lord their God. Then again, Jacob is next mentioned in the Gospel of Matthew, beginning in verse 1, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Verse 2, to Abraham was born Isaac, and to Isaac, Jacob, and to Jacob, Judah, and his brothers. And again in Luke 3, verse 34, Jacob is again mentioned in a genealogy. The son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor. Jesus Christ now speaking in Luke 13, verse 28. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth there when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but yourselves being cast out. John chapter 4 and verse 4, speaking of Jesus Christ. And he had to pass through Samaria. 5. So he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, was sitting thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. And the account continues of Jesus' conversation with a woman of Samaria about water. And in our account, she says in verse 11, she said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get this living water? You are not greater than our father Jacob, are you, who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle?" In Acts chapter 7, Stephen, teaching and preaching to the council, men of the council that is about to stone him, speaking in verse 8, Acts chapter 7. And he gave him the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham became the father of Isaac and circumcised him on the eighth day. And Isaac became the father of Jacob, and Jacob of the 12 patriarchs. And the patriarchs became jealous of Joseph and sold him into Egypt, and yet God was with him. And rescued him from all his afflictions and granted him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he made him governor over Egypt and all his household. Now a famine came over all Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction with it, and our fathers could find no food. But when Jacob heard, verse 12, that there was grain in Egypt, he sent our fathers there the first time. And on the second visit, Joseph made himself known to his brothers, and Joseph's family was disclosed to Pharaoh. And Joseph sent word and invited Jacob, his father, and all his relatives to come to him, 75 persons in all. And Jacob went down to Egypt, and there passed away he and our fathers. And then in Romans chapter 9, the Apostle Paul is setting forth teaching. And he teaches, the Holy Ghost speaking through him, in verse 10. And not only this, but there was Rebekah also, when she had conceived twins by one man, our father Isaac. For though the twins were not yet born, and had not done anything good or bad, in order that God's purpose according to his choice might stand, not because of works, but because of him who calls, it was said to her, the older will serve the younger, just as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. In Romans chapter 11, quoting a promise from the Old Testament, in verse 26 we read, And thus all Israel will be saved, just as it is written. The deliverer will come from Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob. And this is my covenant with them, when I take away their sins. And now in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise. For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Hebrews 11, verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even regarding things to come. By faith, Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped leaning on the top of his staff. Now we go to the scriptures that speak of the house or the descendants or the seed of Jacob. And to the scriptures that speak of Jacob in referring to the children of Israel or speaking about the people of the Lord, where the name Jacob is used. In Exodus chapter 1 and 5, And all the persons who came from the loins of Jacob were 70 in number, but Joseph was already in Egypt. In Exodus chapter 19 and in verse 3, we read, And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the sons of Israel. Now moving on in the Old Testament, Numbers chapter 23, verse 7, Balaam speaking, And he took up his discourse and said, From Aram Balak has brought me, Moab's king from the mountains of the east. Come, curse Jacob for me, and come, denounce Israel. And in verse 10, Who can count the dust of Jacob, or number the fourth part of Israel? Let me die the death of the upright, and let my end be like his. And in verse 23, For there is no omen against Jacob, nor is there any divination against Israel. At the proper time it shall be said to Jacob and to Israel what God has done. Numbers chapter 24, verse 5. How fair are your tents, O Jacob, your dwellings, O Israel. 24:17. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come forth from Jacob, and a scepter shall rise from Israel, and shall crush through the forehead of Moab, and tear down all the sons of Sheth. And Edom shall be a possession. Seir, its enemies, also shall be a possession, while Israel performs valiantly. Verse 19, one from Jacob shall have dominion, and shall destroy the remnant from the city. Deuteronomy 32:9. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob is the allotment of his inheritance. Deuteronomy 33, verse 4. Moses charged us with a law, a possession for the assembly of Jacob. Verse 10. They shall teach thine ordinances to Jacob, and thy law to Israel. They shall put incense before thee, and whole burnt offerings on thine altar. 33, verse 28. So Israel dwells in security, the fountain of Jacob secluded, in a land of grain and new wine. His heavens also drop down dew. Blessed are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, who is the shield of your help and the sword of your majesty. So your enemies shall cringe before you, and you shall tread upon their high places. In 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 30, then Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord, which had been torn down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, Israel shall be your name. 2 Kings 17:34. To this day they do according to the earlier customs. They do not fear the Lord, nor do they follow their statutes or their ordinances or the law or the commandments which the Lord commanded the sons of Jacob, whom he named Israel. 1 Chronicles 16:13. O seed of Israel, his servant, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones. Verse 17, he also confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. Psalm 14, verse 7. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion, when the Lord restores his captive people. Jacob will rejoice. Israel will be glad. Psalm 22, verse 23. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him and stand in awe of him. All you descendants of Israel. Psalm 24, 6. This is the generation of those who seek him, who seek thy face, even Jacob. Psalm 44, verse 4. Thou art my king, O God. Command victories for Jacob. 53:6. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. When God restores his captive people, let Jacob rejoice. Let Israel be glad. 59:13. Destroy them in wrath. Destroy them that they may be no more, that men may know that God rules in Jacob to the ends of the earth. 77:15. Thou hast by thy power redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. 78:5. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they teach them to their children. 78:21. Therefore the Lord heard and was full of wrath, and a fire was kindled against Jacob, and anger also mounted against Israel, because they did not believe in God and did not trust in his salvation. 78:71. From the care of the ewes with suckling lambs he brought them to shepherd Jacob his people and Israel his inheritance. Psalm 79:7. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his habitation. 85:1. O Lord, thou didst show favor to thy land. Thou didst restore the captivity of Jacob. Thou didst forgive the iniquity of thy people. Thou didst cover all their sin. Thou didst withdraw all thy fury. Thou didst turn away from thy burning anger. 87:2. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwelling places of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. Psalm 99:4. And the strength of the king loves justice. Thou hast established equity. Thou hast executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Psalm 105, verse 6. O seed of Abraham, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac. Then he confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. In verse 23, Israel also came into Egypt. Thus Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham, and he caused his people to be very fruitful and made them stronger than their adversaries. Psalm 114, verse 1. When Israel went forth from Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah became his sanctuary, Israel his dominion. Psalm 135, verse 4. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his own possession. Psalm 147, verse 19. He declares his words to Jacob, his statutes and his ordinances to Israel. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 5. Come, house of Jacob, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. For thou hast abandoned thy people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled with influences from the east. And they are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they strike bargains with the children of foreigners. Isaiah 8:17, and I will wait for the Lord who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob. I will even look eagerly for him. Isaiah 9:8, the Lord sends a message against Jacob, and it falls on Israel. Isaiah 10:20. Now it will come about in that day that the remnant of Israel and those of the house of Jacob who have escaped will never again rely on the one who struck them, but will truly rely on the Lord, the Holy One of Israel. A remnant will return, the remnant of Jacob, to the mighty God. For though your people, O Israel, may be like the sand of the sea, only a remnant within them will return. A destruction is determined, overflowing with righteousness. Chapter 14 and verse 1. When the Lord will have compassion on Jacob, and again choose Israel, and settle them in their own land, then strangers will join them and attach themselves to the house of Jacob. 17, verse 4. Now it will come about in that day that the glory of Jacob will fade, and the fatness of his flesh will become lean. It will even be like the reaper gathering the standing grain, as his arm harvests the ears. Isaiah 27, verse 6. In the days to come, Jacob will take root. Israel will blossom and sprout, and they will fill the whole world with fruit. 27:9. Therefore, though this Jacob's iniquity will be forgiven, and this will be the full price of the pardoning of his sin, when he makes all of the altar stones like pulverized chalk stones, when Asherim and incense altars will not stand. 29:22. Therefore thus saith the Lord, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not now be ashamed, nor shall his face now turn pale. But when he sees his children, the work of my hands in his midst, they will sanctify my name. Indeed, they will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and will stand in awe of the God of Israel. And those who err in their mind will know the truth, and those who criticize will accept instruction. Isaiah 40:27. Why do you say, O Jacob, and assert, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and the justice due me escapes the notice of my God? Do you not know, have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. 41:8. But you, Israel, my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, descendant of Abraham, my friend, you whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called from its remotest parts, and said to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not rejected you. 41:14. Do not fear, you worm, Jacob, you men of Israel. I will help you, declares the Lord, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I have made you a new sharp threshing sledge with double edges. You will thresh the mountains and pulverize them, and you will make the hills like chaff. 42:24. Who gave Jacob up for spoil and Israel to plunders? Was it not the Lord against whom we have sinned, and in whose ways they were not willing to walk, and whose law they did not obey? 43:1. But now, thus saith the Lord, your Creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. 43:22. Yet you have not called on me, O Jacob, but you have become weary of me, O Israel. 43:28. So I will pollute the princes of the sanctuary, and I will consign Jacob to the ban, and Israel to revilement. 44:1. But now listen, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord, who made you, and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Do not fear, O Jacob, my servant. Verse 5, this one will say, I am the Lord's, and that one will call on the name of Jacob, and another will write on his hand, belonging to the Lord, and will name Israel's name with honor. 44:21. Remember these things, O Jacob, and Israel, for you are my servant. I have formed you. You are my servant. O Israel, you will not be forgotten by me. Verse 23. Shout for joy, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout joyfully, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth into a shout of joy, you mountains, O forest, and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob, and in Israel he shows forth his glory. 45:4. For the sake of Jacob my servant, and Israel my chosen one, I have also called you by your name. I have given you a title of honor, though you have not known me. 45:19. I have not spoken in secret in some dark land. I did not say to the offspring of Jacob, seek me in a waste place. I, the Lord, speak righteousness, declaring things that are upright. 46:3. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel. You who have been born by me from birth and have been carried from the womb, even to your old age I shall be the same, and even to your graying years I shall bear you. I have done it, and I shall carry you, and I shall bear you, and I shall deliver you. 48:1. Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are named Israel, and who come forth from the loins of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord, and invoke the God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness. For they call themselves after the holy city, and lean on the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. Verse 12. Listen to me, O Jacob, even Israel whom I called. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last. Verse 20. Go forth from Babylon, flee from the Chaldeans. Declare with the sound of joyful shouting, proclaim this. Send it out to the end of the earth. Say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. And they did not thirst when he led them through the deserts. He made the water flow out of the rock for them. He split the rock, and the water gushed forth. There is no peace for the wicked, says the Lord. 49:5. And now says the Lord, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, in order that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God is my strength. He says, is it too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel? I will also make you a light of the nations, so that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel and its Holy One. Isaiah 58:1. Cry loudly. Do not hold back. Raise your voice like a trumpet, and declare to my people their transgression, and to the house of Jacob their sins. Isaiah 59:20. And a Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression in Jacob, declares the Lord. Jeremiah 2:4. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Jeremiah 5:20. Declare this in the house of Jacob, and proclaim it in Judah, saying, Hear this, O foolish and senseless people, who have eyes but see not, who have ears but hear not. Jeremiah 10:16. The portion of Jacob is not like these. For the maker of all is he, and Israel is the tribe of his inheritance. The Lord of hosts is his name. And in verse 25, Pour out thy wrath on the nations that do not know thee, and on the families that do not call on thy name. For they have devoured Jacob, they have devoured him and consumed him, and have laid waste his habitation. Chapter 30, verse 7. Alas, for that day is great, there is none like it. And it is the time of Jacob's distress, but he will be saved from it. Verse 10, And fear not, O Jacob, my servant, declares the Lord, and do not be dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save you from afar, and your offspring from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return, and shall be quiet and at ease, and no one shall make him afraid. For I am with you, declares the Lord, to save you, and I will destroy completely all the nations where I have scattered you. Only I will not destroy you completely, but I will chasten you justly, and will by no means leave you unpunished. Verse 18, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will restore the fortunes of the tents of Jacob, and have compassion on his dwelling places. And the city shall be rebuilt on its ruin, and the palace shall stand on its rightful place. Chapter 31, verse 7. For thus says the Lord, Sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chiefs of the nations, Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Verse 11, For the Lord has ransomed Jacob, and redeemed him from the hand of him who was stronger than he. And they come and shout for joy on the height of Zion, and they shall be radiant over the bounty of the Lord. Jeremiah 33:26. Then I would reject the descendants of Jacob and David my servant, not taking from his descendants rulers over the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but I will restore their fortunes and will have mercy on them. Jeremiah 46, verse 27. But as for you, O Jacob, my servant, do not fear, nor be dismayed, O Israel. For see, I am going to save you from afar, and your descendants from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return and be undisturbed and secure, with no one making him tremble. Verse 28, O Jacob, my servant, do not fear, declares the Lord, for I am with you. For I shall make a full end of all the nations where I have driven you, yet I shall not make a full end of you. But I shall correct you properly, and by no means leave you unpunished. Jeremiah 51:19. The portion of Jacob is not like these, for the maker of all is he, and of the tribe of his inheritance, the Lord of hosts is his name. Lamentations 1:17. Zion stretches out her hands. There is no one to comfort her. The Lord has commanded concerning Jacob that the ones round about him should be his adversaries. Jerusalem has become an unclean thing among them. Lamentations 2:2-3. The Lord has swallowed up. He has not spared all the habitations of Jacob. In his wrath he has thrown down the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He has brought them down to the ground. He has profaned the kingdom and its princes. Verse 3, in fierce anger he has cut off all the strength of Israel. He has drawn back his right hand from before the enemy. And he has burned in Jacob like a flaming fire, consuming round about. Now the scriptures that we have just read have identified the children of Israel sometimes in promises to the obedient, sometimes in prophecy regarding the time and the people that we are now in, sometimes in promises of judgment for a time that has already passed. But Jacob, throughout the scriptures, is identified with those who are the people of the Lord, the children of promise. And we have read these scriptures to show and illustrate that even though Jacob was one man, he is spoken of with all of his descendants, all of the fruit of his loins. The genealogy or the descendancy of Jesus Christ is traced back to Jacob after the flesh. And in the spirit, we are now called the house of Israel, the children of Jacob. Being the house of Jacob, the seed of Jacob, it is understood that we are called this so many times as obedient children of the Lord, as ones that are to have the same qualities that Jacob had in possessing the things that the Father gave to him. That's why we've gone into these scriptures, to show that we are to look at the life of Jacob and to learn from his life, to see the Spirit of the Father God working in Jacob, that we might let these qualities of Jacob, as they're brought out in the Scripture, one that reaches out and gets, one that goes down into Egypt and gets the things that are needed,